This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. NATO is urging Turkey to exercise restraint in its incursion into northeastern Syria. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg acknowledged Turkey's legitimate security concerns about Syrian Kurdish fighters, but warned that the offensive could jeopardize progress made against the Islamic State terror group. Stoltenberg spoke at a news conference in Istanbul with Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu.
While Turkey has legitimate security concerns, I expect Turkey to act with restraint. We have a common enemy, Daesh. A few years ago, they controlled significant territory in Iraq and in Syria.
Cavusoglu said Turkey expects solidarity from NATO against the threats it faces. Turkey has reported its first military fatality 3 days into its incursion into Syria. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali has won the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize for his peacemaking efforts with neighboring Eritrea. The Norwegian Nobel Committee said Abiy was named for his initiatives to end his country's conflict with Eritrea within months of coming into office in 2018. Berit Riis-Andersen is the chairwoman.
He spent his first 100 days as prime minister lifting the country's state of emergency, granting amnesty to thousands of political prisoners, discontinuing media censorship.
The Nobel Prize Committee also recognized Abiy for his engagement in other peace and reconciliation processes in East and Northeast Africa. Iranian officials say two missiles struck an Iranian tanker in the Red Sea off the coast of Saudi Arabia on Friday. This story is on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump unleashed a barrage of attacks on Democrats Thursday night in the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. It was his first campaign rally since the Democratic-controlled House launched an impeachment inquiry over his dealings with Ukraine. Lawmakers are looking into whether Trump broke the law by urging Ukraine to investigate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Speaking to his supporters, President Trump attempted to mock Biden's credibility.
He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's
Congressional committee members want to know if President Trump withheld military aid to Ukraine unless its president agreed to investigate the Bidens. The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine is scheduled to testify before House committees leading that impeachment inquiry into President Trump. However, it is still uncertain that the committees will be able to go ahead with their Friday meeting with Marie Yovanovitch. Two associates of President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, are under arrest on federal charges of making hundreds of thousands of dollars in illegal contributions to Republican campaigns, including a pro-Trump super political action committee. The two U.S. state of Florida-based businessmen who allegedly lobbied for the ouster of a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine last year were being sought by House of Representatives impeachment investigators at the time of their arrest. The U.S. president meets with Chinese Vice Premier Liu He at the White House Friday amid anticipation of at least a partial trade deal with the U.S. and China. President Trump said the U.S. had a very, very good negotiation with China's Liu and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer on Thursday. These were the first senior-level trade talks between the U.S. and China since July. Hot, dry winds sweeping into the U.S. West Coast state of California raise concerns that the region's largest utility company could widen power shutoffs Friday to prevent its equipment from sparking wildfires. The Associated Press reports this new blaze swept through the San Fernando Valley's northern foothills. Los Angeles Police Chief Michael Moore says a brush fire prompted evacuations.
This fire has spread in an uncontrolled fashion across the northern apron again of the San Fernando Valley and into the Chatsworth Porter Ranch area.
There were no reports of injuries, but authorities ordered mandatory evacuations in several neighborhoods. More stories for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.